VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Islamic State's Afghanistan leader Abdu Saad Arabi and nine of his commanders were killed during a drone strike late Saturday. The missile strike happened in eastern Nangarhar province, the headquarters of the terrorist group. The strike also destroyed two of the group's bases. Afghan intelligence officials said international forces took part in the strike. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has rejected the resignations of three top security officials. A government spokesman said Sunday that Ghani has asked the three to remain in office and, quote, work towards the betterment of the security situation. Their resignations were offered hours after Ghani's national security advisor abruptly resigned. In his resignation letter, the advisor said he was leaving because of, quote, serious differences with the top leadership of the government over policies and principles. Pope Francis ended his visit to Ireland Sunday with a religious ceremony attended by hundreds of thousands of people in rainy, windy weather. Saturday, he met for more than an hour with eight survivors of sexual abuse, among them Mark Vincent Healy.
His 2,000 words are just too much. They really have very little meaning or content. The idea that sort of like he can bring about the end of child sexual abuse, for example, even within the clergy. Where does he get this from? I mean, we're aware that it is still yet ongoing.
One report said the Pope strongly condemned priests who committed sexual abuse or covered it up. But Healy said the letter Francis wrote to Catholics around the world condemning the crime of priestly sexual abuse and its cover-up and demanding accountability is little more than strong words and recycled rhetoric. This is VOA News. President Emmerson Mnangagwa is calling for unity in Zimbabwe after being sworn in Sunday to start his five-year term. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare for VOA.
In his inaugural speech Sunday, Mnangagwa asked his political foes to bury their differences for the task ahead.
We are all Zimbabweans. What unites us is greater than what could ever divide us.
The Movement for Democratic Change Alliance boycotted an invitation to the inauguration. The party wants to take its objections to the election to the African Union. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
Mnangagwa came to power in November 2017 after military pressure forced Robert Mugabe to resign after 37 years in power. Rights groups continue their criticisms of conditions in refugee camps on the Australian island of Nauru. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Medical experts and refugee advocates say there's a mounting health crisis among children held at Australia's offshore detention centres on Nauru. Sources say the situation on the tiny South Pacific island is dangerously chaotic. Nauru is Australia's last remaining offshore processing camp for asylum seekers intercepted at sea. Canberra says the facility is a deterrent and has stopped people from risking their lives trying to reach Australia by boat. Detainees are told they have no chance of being resettled in Australia. Conditions in the facilities have been consistently condemned by rights groups. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. Senator John McCain has died from brain cancer. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
In his waning months, John Sidney McCain continued to speak vigorously about America.
We are blessed. We are living in the land of the free, the land where anything is possible.
The son of a U.S. admiral, McCain became a Navy aviator and flew bombing missions during the Vietnam War. Shot down and captured by the North Vietnamese in 1967, he endured more than 5 years of torture and deprivation as a prisoner of war. McCain ran twice for president as an independent-minded Republican, securing his party's nomination in 2008. Many will mourn his passing, but McCain remained upbeat to the end. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.